June 1966, Mother and Dad. With a great deal of trepidation, I bring the news. I'm in San Francisco. Now let me explain. It seems my old friend, Chet Helms from Austin, he is Mr. Big here now in San Francisco. I mean, he owns three big work and rock and roll bands with bizarre names like Captain Beefheart and his magic band and Big Brother and the Holding Company. Well, Big Brother needs a vocalist, and Chet encouraged me to come out. Seems this whole city has gone rock and roll, and it has, and he assured me fame and fortune. I told him I was worried about being hung up out here with no way back, and he agreed to furnish me with a bus ticket back home if I did just come and try. So I came. I don't really know what's happening yet. I'm supposed to rehearse with the band for the first time this afternoon. After that, I guess I'll know whether I want to stay and do that for a while. Right now, my position is ambivalent. I'm not at all sold on the idea of becoming a poor man's Cher, so I just want to tell you that I am trying to keep a level head about everything and not go overboard with enthusiasm. I'm sure you're both convinced my self-destructive streak has run out again, but I'm really trying, and I do plan on coming back to school, unless I must admit this turns into a good thing. I'm awfully sorry to be such a disappointment to you, but I really do think that there's an awfully good chance I won't blow it this time. Well, there's nothing more I can say now. I guess I'll write more when I have more news. Until then, address all criticism to the above address. And please believe, you can't possibly want for me to be a winner more than I do. I love you so. I'm sorry. Janice.